Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, where they're actually kind of unusual, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality, whether it's a busted up headsets, cats fighting in the background, or maybe not reading the script. The topic this week was mine. No, mine, M-I-N, not mine, my topic. The topic is mine. We're getting off on a good start this week, aren't we? Well, we've got a lot of stories, so I'd better just shut up and get right to it. Let's see, who's first up? Oh, it's somebody new. It's Selden Abel, and they're new to this whole thing. Cool. Well, glad you're aboard, Selden, and, I've assumed that's what you meant by URL. No, a URL is a funny little thing starting with HTTP, your website, or your podcast, or just something that you're not ashamed to share with folks and say, "Hey, all my stuff is over here. Don't steal it." Well, Selden, I'm going to have the midget read your story for you, all right? Here we go.
Obviously, if you ever want to find yourself without all that emo soul-searching shit, just look in the water. You always see your reflection, if the water isn't polluted or likely purple because of your cheap shampoo. I'd make a point to look a lot. It was my own secret silly ritual. It made me happy to find something, someone constant. Today, we romantically took a bath together. You got in with me. I couldn't stop smiling. Out of habit, I looked down to see myself. "All mine," you said, hugging me, breaking my face in water. I didn't know whether to be euphoric or sad.
Thank you, Selden. Oh, and if you're looking for a way to record, just Google Audacity Download. Or, if you're having trouble recording from your PC, but you have a smartphone like an iPhone, well, there's a Voice Memos application in your iPhone. And then you can email it to, well, the email address is in the podcast. Or, if you're a part of the Droid thing, well, I don't have a Droid. But I'm sure there's going to be an application or some sort of function that you can record from there and then email it too. Give that a try. If all else fails, well, we can come up with something. But that's a good place to start. All right, let's see who else is in the hopper. Well, it's June Farrimore. Oh, this is going to be cool. She does all these wave things within Second Life where you catch the wave and you write for 20 minutes on a topic. Look up June Farrimore in the, well, in search or somewhere there. She's still cleaning up her blog, though, so she wanted me to point out her Twitter. Okay, June, what have you got this week? Let's catch the wave and let's see what's mine.
The flaws are mine. By June Farrimore. The flaws are mine. Cultivated over these 30-odd years, they are upstanding members of the flower community. Flaws turn into tiger lilies, daisies, roses, violets, and dahlias. Once they are fully grown, I pluck them out, though I know they don't like it at all. Pride, pessimism, vanity, sloth, and anger. All a bouquet, dried and hung from my pot rack. I see them every day when I wake up and smile at my unencumbered life. Until I realize the color is gone and take them all back in, one petal at a time. My morning coffee has never tasted sweeter.
Thank you, June. That one felt really good for some reason. Oh, because you mentioned coffee, and I got coffee going. It's pumpkin spice. But I can't taste the pumpkin because it's practically half Bailey's. I hope to be completely hammered by the end of this, and the sun isn't even up. Are the debates over yet? Let's move on to the next person with stories. It's Kate Storymoon. She's new to this as well. Wow, we're getting a lot of new people in, which means a lot of new people are going to leave. Oh well, maybe I need to come up with a business plan to retain new users instead of just let them wander off because they get griefed by me. Oh well, everybody has problems. Sorry, I shouldn't wallow in my madness. Kate says that she's not ready to read this one, so I'm going to go ahead and hand this one back to the midget. He's getting a workout today, and it doesn't involve whips and chains.
Swallowing hard against the strongest urge to drink since Daddy died, I make coffee instead. Three of the five of us are gone on now. My sweet sister, dead of booze-drowned grief. Two amazing faces and voices dopplered behind my eyes. That snickering toast learned at his knee. I laugh and sob, for God's sake. Precious and botched, losing more than keeping, and me, too tiny to hold his knowing. With implosion imminent, I raise the mug. Here's to you. Here's to me. May we never disagree. If we do, fuck you. Here's to me. Nothing's ever lost. These moments are mine.
Thank you, Kate. I went ahead and had the midget read that one. I can understand how some can be very difficult to read. I find it difficult to read stories like A Night at the Beach and The Vet Told Me He's Dying and ones like that. They're pretty hard. But then again, the more you try them, well, then they lose something. And you don't want to lose something from them. They need to be hard. Those are the best ones, I think. Next up is Zachman. Speaking of the best ones, he's back. He's back and he's Zach. Ooh, I hope the midget doesn't have to read this because, well, he always takes a unique perspective on them. Oh, you're going to like this one. Take it away, Zach, man.
Daddy, why did John Reed use silver bullets instead of lead when the Mythbusters said lead works twice as well? Don't you kids use Wikipedia or TV tropes anymore? Reed used only silver bullets to remind himself that life, too, is precious and like his silver bullets, not to be wasted or thrown away. Also, the Lone Ranger owned a silver mine, so it was likely much cheaper than lead. Did I mention Reed was a lawman when a gang of rogue werewolves terrorized the old then new West? Sadly, Tonto got bit by a werewolf and moved to Forks.
Thank you, Zachman. I want to thank you for something else, too. Zachman's been really, really consistent on retweeting the announcements from the 100 Word Stories Twitter account, and he's also been re-sharing plus one-ing over there on Google+. I don't know if he does that on Facebook. I'm not very good with Facebook. There are a billion people on there, and yet I can't freaking ever figure it out. Do you get permission share? Ooh, look, a GoDaddy video. Oh, sorry. But he's been really good about that, and it helps get the word out. And everyone who reshares and retweets, well, it's not just an ego boost. Okay, it is. But it does get the word out that you're a part of something and a part of challenge, and shows that anyone can write. Anyone can try. Give it a shot. What's the worst that can happen? You're associated with a weirdo like me? That's actually kind of fun. You can always say, oh, you think I'm crazy? Well, look at this freak. We should come up with another story here, I guess. Tom! Oh my god! He's back! But, oh, wait, let me look. I'm going to need to put this one on a really big screen. He used, like, massive letters. And it says, no updates. Okay, that's fine. We don't need any updates anyway. It's new in the year, right? Here comes Tom.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And tonight's story is called Watching Gabby. Mine, mine, mine! Screamed the flock of seagulls. The first time, funny. The tenth time, amusing. The hundredth time, the walls of reality begin to weaken. What do you want to watch? Asked Dad. Nemo. How about The Little Mermaid? You like that one. Nemo. Look, we haven't seen Belle in a while. Nemo. We could watch something on the Disney Channel. Nemo. We've got Never-Ending Story. Nemo. Want to go out for ice cream? Nemo. Pocahontas! Nemo. That Japanese one with the girl. Nemo. Last Tango in Paris. Nemo. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the remake. Deal. But first, Nemo.
Thank you, Tom. Now I'm going to want to watch Finding Nemo. Damn it. Stupid clownfish. Okay, I'm feeling better now. I got a little sidetracked there. I tweeted something and Muncie said my reaction to, the Mr. T Christmas Carol. Yeah, sometimes I kind of lose it when I hear these. It's because I don't listen to the stories until Sunday, which means there could be, like, some sort of file format issue, so it's too late to fix it. But the reaction is genuine. So there you go. I don't want this podcast to be some sort of... Hold on, let me read through it. Scripted fake expression of joy and madness. No, never mind. No, but then again, there are some people that can script out everything, like Matthew Sanborn Smith of Beware the Hairy Mango. He scripts everything out, and he does it so well, unlike me. I don't feel so good now. Oh, if you're listening via Stitcher Radio, this is the point in the podcast where I sort of lose track. So... you may want to just, well, switch over to, like, Alec Baldwin or one of those sex story ones. Adam Carolla, what? I mean, he used to be funny. Oh. How about Charles? Charles White, I think? If I don't have it in front of me, I can't remember. My mind is like mush, like oatmeal. I eat too much oatmeal, I think. Maybe I don't eat enough. Yesterday I ate way too much, I know. But it was the playoffs! The playoffs! Well, here's Charles' story. I hope you enjoy, because I'm going to enjoy it. And I don't need a foam finger that says we're number one.
Mine. She took what was mine. I loved her with all my heart. Apparently, that was not enough. I gave her my heart, my body, my wages. We met by accident when she backed her car into mine. Not knowing how to save this relationship, I tried everything. She loves money, but a lot of money is tainted. It taint mine, so it taint hers. I knew she loved Italian food. I made a recipe of mine for her, a mixture of basil, olive oil, garlic, and ground pine nuts. Since then, we're not lovers, but the pesto friends.
Ooh, that was my favorite cartoon growing up, the pesto friends. Oh, and their little Italian restaurant there where they fought the League of Evil Chinese Restaurant Owners. Ah, the shape of a colander. Water with pasta boiling in it. And then they'd hit their fists together and, well, then they'd start cooking. It was really cool. I loved it. Then Superman would do all the heavy lifting. Why did Superman need help anyway? He's frickin' Superman. I don't know. I always thought Batman was a jerk. He was too friendly in those cartoons. I thought he would, like, take Gleep and tie the little son of a bitch into a pretzel. Oh, what the hell was Gleep about anyway? He just caused problems. Well, pets cause problems. Don't look at me, Bruin. Don't look at me like that. You cause problems. Oh, go talk to Ceiling Cat. Oh, who's next? I don't know. Did I properly thank Charles? Thank you, Charles. You can make a ringtone out of that. Oh, Muncie. Muncie, the one who got me all verklempt and such. So here's Muncie and his story. He didn't send the text in, but this is the thing. He always puts his text on his site, but he usually sends it there. And he's going to be like, oh my God, I didn't send the text. Relax, man. These posts are editable and probably edible, too, if you print them on, like, cookies or potato chips. Didn't they have trivia questions on Pringles potato chips? I don't know. I eat them too fast. Oh, I should not be eating Pringles anyway. Oh, God, I ate so much yesterday. I was making good progress, too. I was making good progress. I committed myself to, ooh, I'm going to get my... This is it. This is the year. Because I've been roller coastering bad, and, oh, do I feel like hell. But I'm going to go for a good hike today. I went for two walks yesterday. I did my Kroger walk, and I did another walk. And I'm going to be too drunk to walk when the sun finally comes up. Why did I wake up so early? I don't know. Oh, right. Muncie.
Greetings, story hounds. Chris Monroe here, and I have a story for you. I also have a sandwich, but I'm not sharing that. Mine. By Chris Monroe. I've bought a landmine. I picked it up cheap at a military surplus store on a whim. I don't know exactly why, but when I saw it, I just knew I had to have it. I brought it home, cleaned it up, fixed the detonating mechanism, and buried it in my front yard. Then I ordered a pizza. Now I'm sitting by my living room window, looking out at the yard, waiting for the show to start. Is that wrong? Perhaps. Necessary? Perhaps not. Nonetheless, I don't regret a thing. A mine is, after all, a terrible thing to waste. More of my stories at munzeestories.blogspot.com. Tweets at Twitter at MunzeeMunzee. Also, I've narrated the current episode of the Journey Into podcast, so if you listen to Journey Into, that's me. And if you don't, you really should start. It's a charming little cast.
There you go. A plug for another podcast. Journey To. Are you going to send... Yeah, I should put the link up somewhere. Journey Into Podcast. Let's see. JourneyIntoPodcast.blogspot.com. And I'm going to copy this, and I'm going to say... there. Don't stop believing. The podcast that Muncie mentions is there. It's going to be in the show notes now. How's them apples? Actually, they're pretty good. I had these Kiki apples. I had more of the Honeycrisp. I love different varieties of apples, but you knew that. Ooh, and you slice up some cave age Gouda or some goat cheese and walnuts. That's a good way to eat apples. Oh, and by the way, thank you, Muncie. You see, a plug. The things that you do. All right. Bruin, put that down. You're going to be talking
the ceiling cat, so.
Oh, by the way, if you don't know, Bruin is a cat. He's solid black. I call him Baby Panther, but he's, well, he's not quite a basement cat because he's so nice. It's Mist that's the evil one. She's truly a basement cat. Nardo, well, he just barfs on everything. Oh, right. Hold on, I get it. All right. It's a hastily devised policy. I'm getting all these Twitter alerts on my phone. The phone that you can use to record your stories on. Just look up record stuff cheap, and you'll find something out there that probably have more spyware on there than if you just hired an NSA person to play with your laptop. So, who's next? Have I rambled enough? No, of course not. Well, it's time for Botgirl. Botgirl had a few stories these past weeks and has tried different styles. And now let's see what Botgirl is up to now. Probably cooking something. Cooking up a devious plot. Spring the trap, everyone. Here comes Botgirl.
I don't know who first said possession is 9/10 of the law, but it sure wasn't an exorcist. You humans think that just because you're born into a body that you own it. Fuck that. You're not the owners. You aren't even tenants. You're just squatters. And it's time to move on and make room because my people are moving in. Guess what? This voice in your head isn't your repressed subconscious. And those dreams of floating off into the void aren't dreams. Very soon your body will be mine, motherfucker. Enjoy it while you still can.
Oh, but I signed the lease again. All right, you can have it. I'm sorry about all the scars and, well, there are a few burn marks, and I don't want to explain the tattoo on my ass, but, you know, you can get that taken off. Take it out of the deposit, okay? Oh, yeah. Thank you, Botgirl. Your singing voice is as impressive as ever. All right, let's go with a few more stories. God, we have demonic threats. Just, it's everything this week. It's a brand new year. The Mayans say that everything's going to end. That just sucks, doesn't it? I mean, wouldn't that just... Maybe the Mayan civilization collapsed because they said, oh yeah, 2012, it's all over. And then, like, the stock market tanked, llamas were like three pebbles, and no one just was like, oh, what's the point? Why should we bother, you know, making maize or tearing the hearts out of people to offer to the gods? Well, whatever. What's the point of life? I don't know. Oh, what's on TV? Mayan Idol? Oh, God. The Simon Cowell sucks. Next up is Tura. Simon Cowell sucks. I could say that over and over again. Does that sound like Patrick Warburton to you? Does it? Well, if you're Patrick Warburton, you should probably sing, that sounds nothing like me. So here's Tura and their story. I know you'll enjoy it. I did. This is me talking from the future. Because I don't listen to these before the show, because that would ruin the surprise and ruin my reaction. And I want the genuine, disingenuous reaction to shine through. I shine them up. I have this reaction polish that's under the sink. It tastes like mint, but it makes me kind of... What's the skull and crossbones on the cap?
First, the smallpox took three of the village's strongest. Then there came word of raiders. The villagers fled, taking what little they could of the recent harvest. Only old Jacob stayed, too frail to spend the coming winter riding a cart. When they came, he greeted them with politeness. Welcome, what is mine is yours. Their leader frowned, then laughed. Yes, yes, it is. Jacob lunged with a knife, but managed only to scratch him. Yes, he thought, as he died under their swords. What is mine is yours. Everything. even the dirt in my knife from the smallpox graves.
Thank you, Tura. I don't have anything else to say. You just smooth. Smooth like, oh, I don't know, coffee with Bailey's in it. Now there's going to be some sort of scandal. Bailey's is secretly sponsoring this podcast. Do you honestly think they would sponsor this podcast? Do you honestly think that I'd accept? Well, let's not go down that road. I don't, you know, I'll plead the fifth, damn it. Oh, I was supposed to mention something else. I have it in my notes here. Right, I don't remember. If you do remember, let me know. But first, while I try to remember, I'm going to share you a story by Steven the Nuclear Man. How did Spec the Halls go? Anyway, did it go great? Did you raise the Santa, get all the crazy fiction? And did I send anything into it? I know I wrote a bunch of crazy Christmas stuff, but I don't know if I sent it. I don't submit stuff. Although I did submit something for a festive thing on Second Life for the written word on Mondays at 3 on Cookie Island. And I sent it in and I was like, whatever, I'll lose. And it was the one long ago. I think it's episode 36 or 38, that weekly challenge. And it was the one that IMAO, that Frank and Sarah and Space Monkey and all them were a part of. And it was, and Harvey, oh, I miss Harvey. And they all were a part of it, and it was like, Jimmy put the cookies on the mantelpiece, that one. And it came in second place, because it was so sick and weird. And they liked it. I didn't remember that I had sent it in, and so when I showed up there, and they said, by the way, you win, and it's like, I win what? Worst dress? No, your story. Oh, right. What story did I send again? You see, I'm that thoughtless and vapid. And oblivious. Wait, whose story was next again? Oh, right, Steven the Nuclear Man. Was I supposed to say something?
The shovel scrapes. Hit something, I call up to Bob. He looks from the top of the grave, the light on my miner's helmet showing his gray face. Is it... I think so. It wasn't marked. Bob moves away from the top. I hope so. Maybe you'll shut up about her. I toss some dirt up at him and get back to work. Uncovering the grave is easy, though she's hungry when I get it open. Bob tosses the shrieking food into the grave with us. Mine, I whisper, watching my love rip the brains from the food's skull. Mine.
You know, I think that you're not supposed to operate heavy machinery when under the influence of zombies. It's right there on the label. Oh, wait, I was thinking of NyQuil. Okay, go ahead and operate all the heavy machinery you want, zombies. Ha ha ha! Dude, that's a good story. If you do a Halloween anthology like Spec the Pumpkins... Dude, that's a good one. I hope that you're collecting all these up, man, and put them in some sort of Kindle book. And then, when you do it, you can teach me how. If only you had created a book that teaches you how to do self-publishing. Psst, look on his site. It's up there. There, I gave a plug for your book. I'm a good boy now. Hee hee. Thank you, Stephen. Ooh! We got one from Danny. Danny's back. I hope he's angry, because all of his really good stories are when he's really angry. Like when Florida does something stupid, which is pretty much every day. But still, Danny is above it all. He's from New Jersey, where... Okay, you can't throw a rock without hitting a snooky or a smokestack. But still, Danny's back. Ooh, what is this? And, oh, dude, this could be a Halloween story, too. Man, every day is Halloween. All right. I kind of like that. We're going to declare that every day is Halloween. So happy Halloween, everybody. And here's Danny's story.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Weekly Challenge 298. One of the challenges this week is called Mine. And I was going to pick up Freddy and put him on my lap. Okay, I'm still going to pick up Freddy and put him on my lap. There he goes. Hey, how you doing there? He's trying to put his nose in the little microphone, and he just doesn't understand. Poor little deaf guy. Okay. Freddy, I'm in the middle of reading a story, so you're just going to have to sit tight while I get this done, okay? Can you do that? I'll judge by the way you're lying down on my lap as a yes. Okay, great. Here we are with Weekly Challenge 298, Mine. I hope you enjoy. Julio was an unknown soldier in an unknown war started by an unknown enemy for a reason unknown. Although if I had to guess, I would say greed. Julio was creeping across this minefield when he heard a click. The mine went off, blasting his body parts in several directions. Julio awoke, only to find gremlins making off with his body parts. Julio fought all of them, screaming, "You can't have those! They are mine!" By the time Julio finished fighting over his body parts, he had bled to death, and the little gremlins ran off with his body parts anyway.
Aww, sounds like a bedtime story for a dog that's deaf. Which, okay, that doesn't make sense. Why would you tell a dog, whatever. Oh, by the way, if you didn't know already, his dog, he tried teaching his dog all sorts of stuff, and it's like, oh, what, turns out his dog is deaf. And now we can teach him tricks. Like, don't listen to me. All right, I'm going to get all sorts of complaints from people who are deaf now that are listening to this podcast. All right, I'm sorry, have you ever just wanted to wave your hands in front of one of them, just flicking your fingers around, and they're like, what's wrong with you, retard? All right. God, I'm into the deaf jokes now. Oh, next up is Norval Joe. Yeah, he got his story in. This is why I should wake up late on Sundays, because I don't want to get, you know, folks all worried like, oh, is it in on time? Is it in on time? Yes, it is. I can edit the podcast or stick it in the feed later. It just gives me another episode. Speaking of which, we're coming up on 3,000 episodes. 3,000 episodes. And we're not in Hollywood yet. You know, this shows persistence. This shows patience. One day, I will get my spotlight. And I'll do it all without you. And I won't give you any credit. And I won't thank anybody. And I'll step all over you and I'll leave you all behind. In the dirt, no wait, in the dirt or in the dust or in the mud? I don't know. No, I'd actually need all of you with me. So you're obligated, you're chained to me, your fate is glued to me like a man on a girder high above the ground, holding on to a helmet, kicking furiously. Speaking of which, I need to sniff some more crazy glue. Here's Norval Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 298 with a prompt of mine. So here's my story. The dwarf squatted on his knees and peered through the keyhole of the lock. The ancient iron doors shined as brilliantly as they did when he was a child and turned his back on them with the rest of the Silverpick clan. "If your stolen princess be in the old mine," he growled at the boy who fidgeted with his belt knife. "She came not through this door." "You gave your word you'd take us in," the boy's voice quavered. "You'll not back out now, will you?" "Nay," he said. "Though it cost me life, I'll take ye in." Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
No. Thank you for listening. Thanks, Norval Joe. I like that one. It was a happy story, and I think you could tell it to a deaf dog. Alright, I need to get off that shit. I remember what the thing was that I was going to remember to tell you. Alright, when I put in the solid-state drive on this laptop that I use to record on, and, wow, it is so fast. Seek times are like, oh, it's already there. Well, I bought a whole bunch of DVDs and Blu-rays to burn backups on, and I do that on a regular basis because backups are very important, folks. Remember, and I also sync things up between the two. Well, I've got a 500 gig drive, and then I pulled one out to put in the solid state, so now I put that onto the USB 3 and I sync up through there. And, I've got a whole bunch of spare disks, and I figure if you're not going to tell me what stories you want for a magnet, which I know TJ told me which one he wanted, but I didn't like that story. Come on, tell me what magnet to make. I need to make a new magnet. I've lost it now. Oh, right, DVDs. I've got so many spare DVDs. If you want the whole archive, the whole 6.5 years of this podcast, just write me and give me an address to mail it to, and it's yours. Unless you've been saving these each and every day, then I don't know what the hell is wrong with you. But, or if you don't feel like that, just turn to Stitcher Radio, and you don't have to waste a single meg of space on any device. It all streams. Stream! I think you can even do it in your car. You get, like, you know, play crap. And, well, first up will come Pink. And then will come come this podcast. No, I'm not speaking of TJ's story. His stuff isn't crap. Well, okay, the weekly challenge, other than my babbling, it's good. But the rest just... Well, no, Tom does stories during the week every now and then. All right, I've really barked up the wrong tree. I better hand off to TJ so that we can find out the further adventures of online dating.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and in this week's...
Adventures in Online Dating,
I give you Onward and Upward. So that's what's been going on with me, I said. The emotions in the eyes of my editor had been registering surprise, amusement, sympathy as I'd recounted the minefield of my adventures in online dating. I thought it would make a pretty good book, so I knocked it together and submitted it. Well, it's a great story, he said. We've been seeking new titles in dating and relationships, and this one reflects some solid personal experiences. I like it. He sipped his latte. Hey, you want to go out sometime? I thought about it. Yeah, why not? I said.
Oh. My God, you're going to date a publisher? Oh, I'm shocked. I don't know if we can have that on here. But before you do, could you just take my stories over to him? If you don't mind, I have all these stories, and we can make a book out of them. We could call it The Joy of Cooking. Thank you, TJ. Ooh. All right. Let's just get serious here for a minute. There's this planet. It's very, very far away. And it's not getting any closer. Thank goodness. They ran out of letters. Well, there was just one letter left to designate it. No, there's no Planet X or Planet C or Planet Purple. Like there was in The Adventures of Mr. Rogers. No, it's something else. It's the last letter. the last letter they had left before they'd have to go to some weird alphabet. No, like I'm talking about Hebrew or Arabic, not Weird Al alphabet. That would be a cool concept, where Weird Al does an alphabet, and it could be the Weird Alphabet song. I should write him. It's not like, you know, he doesn't follow me. Oh, well. Anyway, the Weird Alphabet ends with Z. Planet Z, tell us your story.
Long ago, when the mad scientist Dr. Odd was a child, he was the star pupil of his first grade class. To reward him for his diligence, his parents handed him a sticker and said he could stick it on anything at the toy store, and they'd get it for him. Dr. Odd, being a science prodigy, went down to his lab and atomized the sticker into a spray gun. Instead of spraying every toy and game in the store, he tripped and sprayed the girl at the cash register. "Mine," he said. That was Sally, his first lab assistant.
Notice, if you're listening via Stitcher Radio, please flip the car over to Side B. And there you have it. A huge number of stories about mine. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the author's websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, social network sharing options, and a whole bunch of other stuff. The more people see this on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter, the more explaining you'll have to do to your loved ones, coworkers, or the devil when he shows up to collect your soul. Speaking of the devil, you know what? Having to sync up your iPod or iPhone or your dog, it's just a pain in the butt. That's why Stitcher Radio was invented. You can get Stitcher at Stitcher.com. And no, I'm not a part of their affiliate program. I don't get any money for saying that. I just love them so much. Until next week, when the topic will be a huge list from which you pick two, I should probably read that list. Gone. Able. Wave. Look what's behind you. Written. Ice cream. Small mammals. Pouch. Forgiveness. Contrary. Pick two from that. Man, that sounds like a good night at the Playboy Mansion. Whoa. Oh, sorry, where was I? Until next week, when the topic will be to pick two from that list, this is Lawrence Simon, saying thank you for listening, and happy 2012. Oh, and as always, keep it brief.